What I want you to text in really fast, there's a list in the papers today, and I just think that this is a stupid list. But maybe it's just me. It's the top 50 small and simple pleasures in life. Now, okay, so it's the really, the tiniest little thing that when it happens, you go, ah, and then it's the simplest, smallest pleasure, right? So there's a list here. One of them is putting on your pajamas. What? That is, it's there. Putting on your pajamas is one of the simple pleasures in life. Putting on. Here's another one. Watching films with a blanket and a fire when it's raining outside. This is just, all of this is just a big black and white movie to me. Getting a compliment. That'll make your day, will it? Okay. Getting off a plane into hot weather. Do you know the one thing I love when you get off a plane? Not even to hot weather. You get off a plane and you smell the burning fuel. Now, I don't mean the plane's on fire. I mean, it's just the smell of the engine. And you go, ah, that's brilliant. Where are we? Ah, somewhere exotic. Ah, oh, Donegal. Oh, we only flew 20 minutes. Okay. But it's that smell, isn't it? It's not even the smell of the country that you've landed in. It's not even the smell. It's not even the heat or whatever. It's just the engine when you're going down the stairs. It's the engine. You're going, ah, it's great. I was on a plane. Here's, we'll bring in one more, one or two of these simple. These are simple pleasures. This is my, this is it. Absolutely. Sitting in a beer garden on a sunny day. And we spoke about this earlier on. And in fact, we said, you know what? Sitting in a beer garden on any day is a simple pleasure. And definitely the number one simple pleasure. Payday. Ah, yeah. Payday is very important. That's a simple. If you've got one of those really, 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 really sort of black and white movie simple pleasures, I'm going to say keep to yourself, but we've got a few minutes, so you can text us at 51552. All right, it is 11 away from midday. David!
Hi, how are you, Colin? How are you?
This is a good simple pleasure. Some of the simple pleasures and then the small pleasures on this list are just a little bit sort of all black and white movies for me. But this is an important one. What is it that you love in life?
I just love a good sneeze. Just when you feel it coming on and you don't want it to go away, I just want to have that sneeze and the lightheadedness of it afterwards as well.
And sometimes you just want to hold it and not let it happen and just hold it a little bit longer and a little bit more and then maybe push it out a little bit and then bring it back in and then just enjoy that moment.
Just enjoy the moment that's there.
You know, they say the body, there's only one greater pleasure that the body can have.
Well, so I believe.
Which is an orgasm.
Yeah, well, possibly.
And if you can have that, apparently, and sneeze at the same time, it's like heaven, really. It's like you've just died and gone to heaven. But it can be sort of embarrassing. You all right, love? Achoo! Oh, that was brilliant.
That's me done.
Be very careful. That's it. Yeah. All right, sneezing. I like it. I like it. It's very important. And it's everyone now, look at the lights and have a sneeze. I can actually feel a little sneeze coming on. Some of the simple pleasures here. Some of the little freshly cut grass. Now, makes me sneeze. Smell of the sea. Yeah, it's okay. Smell of the sea can be good. Sometimes, though, there's a smell of effluence on the sea as well. Oh, this is a good one. Filling your car up to the brim. Right to the very top. Past even the little bit that says full. You just push it to the... How often do you do that in a year when you see it completely full? Nothing better than seeing the petrol needle right at the top. Ah, simple pleasure. A glass of white wine on a Friday evening straight after work. 100% on that one. Sitting, having a pint and reading the paper on your own. Yeah, new socks and new bedclothes. New socks are always good, aren't they? And fresh sort of, yeah, new ironed bedclothes. Got to agree with the pajamas. Pajamas, says Veronica. Defo agree with the pajamas, 100%. Colm, the pleasure of waking up too early, knowing you can turn over and go back to sleep. Even 10 minutes can make a difference, can actually send you to heaven. Or obviously the big one that happens all the time is you wake up on a Saturday morning and you think it's Thursday. And you go, oh, brilliant. That's great. That'll do. Colm, my simple pleasure. Oh, we have to ring your man just before we go at midday. The guy, see if he's set up his Xbox or his PlayStation 4. Yeah, I'm very concerned. That'll be my simple pleasure to know his FIFA 14 just brilliant. Colin, my simple pleasure would be to be home alone with Grand Theft Auto and a six-pack of beer. God, you're a man after my own heart. And here's another one. Colin, getting a day off school to go Christmas shopping. Oh, do you get that? Very good. I have to read some of these before, because I saw the word dog and nuts in the same thing, but apparently no, it's all right. My simple pleasure is when the first thing my mid-teen kids do when they get up is to hug me and mumble, I love you, and then the dog goes nuts for a cuddle. I know, I just didn't know in what reference. I just saw the word dog and nuts, and you just have to be careful. I do a lot of gigs, Colin, and my simple pleasure is when the support act is really good. Oh, it can be the difference between an average night and a great night, says Eddie in Waterford. All right. And one more little simple... Ah, yeah, the heavy rain, the sound of heavy rain on a window while you're cosy up in bed. Ah, the simple pleasure.